This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The debt limit solution must come from the president. More on that tug of war. And oh yes, classified documents. This time, another VP has classified documents that are found in his possession. What in the world is going on when it comes to the security and any kind of documents that are supposed to be classified? We got a problem here. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. So this time around, the vice president that we're talking about is Pence. So then the story comes out that, yes, it's true that former Vice President Pence had some classified documents. It makes me wonder if now, because of what's happened with Biden and certainly with what happened with the former President Pence, that every politician isn't saying to their lawyer, we might have a box of documents somewhere. Should you send someone to search? So documents that were marked as classified were found at his home in Indiana. So here's how this story goes. Just a small number. They were found and turned over to the FBI. His lawyer, because you have to have your lawyer respond, told the National Archives and Records Administration, whoops, we have some documents. So in a letter that was dated January 18th, attorney Greg Jacob, that's the guy who represents Pence, told somebody at the archives that a Pence aide did a search last week following the discovery of classified documents at Biden's Wilmington, Delaware home and at the think tank as well. So, yikes, they uncovered that he was unaware of the existence of sensitive or classified documents at his own personal residence. So, you know, and Jacob's name is familiar. He served as Pence's lawyer in the White House and said that, listen, the reason the former VP engaged in outside counsel, because you need someone with experience in handling classified documents. Here we go again. The carousel continues of who has sensitive or classified information. I mean, in all seriousness, not a good thing, right, that now they find some documents and they go and they collect them. And there were a couple of boxes where the documents were found. There were others. There were two other containers that had so-called courtesy copies of papers from Pence's vice presidency, and Pence offered to transfer the four boxes to the archives for a review to ensure they didn't have original documents that would qualify as presidential records and therefore had to be turned over to the agency. That is the federal law. So we keep hearing the same sentence. He has agreed to fully cooperate with congressional oversight and any questions we have about the matter. We are about transparency. The former vice president says transparency stands in stark contrast to what else is out there. In fact, the exact quote was in stark contrast to Biden's White House staff who continue to withhold information from Congress and the American people. Wow. You know, it's interesting, too, because Pence did say, he did an interview on CBS, and he did say his staff reviewed all of the material in the office and the House to make sure there were no sensitive records that left the White House. And he said, I'm confident that what was done was thorough and in a very careful way. So this is like going to be a question now. And obviously, there has to be some other sort of procedure that goes on when it comes to classified documents. I mean, in all seriousness, to me, for the Democrats, it's very problematic with Biden, who wants to run again for president, to have this document problem in his own house and in a former office. And so the Pence thing is just sort of a distraction, but it is there, and it is something that Pence wanted done. And I think, as I mentioned, that more politicians will do the same thing, because I bet they're all worried. Maybe there's something that just got stuck somewhere. Maybe there was a rush to throw things together, and there's these haphazardly thrown together boxes that you wouldn't know they're thrown together that way. But things somehow wind up where they shouldn't be. But if they're marked classified, they're marked classified for a reason. And that's the problem with the Biden documents. We still don't even really know if there could be even more. So now they're talking about searching a beach house. That's the latest on that one. And you wonder how much that is going to hurt his approval ratings in the first place, because you still have a couple of years until we zero in on the presidency. And we have that vote coming again, and what happens with the Republicans, and is, in fact, Biden the Democratic candidate? You and I always care about what's going on with the weather. We've talked about the weather every single show, I think, that I've been on, especially lately. And it's interesting, while there are horrific temperatures and weather conditions in a lot of parts of the country, New York's snow drought is at an all-time record. The Big Apple, 300 days without any substantial snowfall, any accumulation. They're talking about maybe this weekend the streak will be broken because some of the predictions. So those salt trucks that have to roll out, shovels that are just sitting there on the shelves, not getting sold at the last second. You know, the precipitation for the month of December was more than 2 inches above average, but most of that, of course, was rain, not snow. And then you have temperatures that are too cold for snow. But don't tell that to the people in the Midwest who have dealt with an outrageous amount of snow, or the people in California for what they've gone through in the beginning of this month up until last week. And you look at the Sierra Nevadas and the amount of snow that they got, just absolutely insane. And then tornadoes being spawned all over the place, tornadoes tearing through the Houston area on Tuesday. And that was spawned because of this powerful storm that was moving across the Gulf Coast. 17.7 million of us were in the middle of this, and in this effect to be looking at winter storm warnings and winter weathery advisories for 41 million. So a big chunk of the country worried about snow and it pushing eastward and the impacts of it on the roadways. Heavy, heavy snow forecast in states across the central U.S. This whole week, and temperatures really dropping. Parts of central Indiana, let me give you an idea of what cold is there. They're talking about maybe up to 10 inches of snow, and then seeing the temperatures drop into single digits. You're listening in Arkansas, 8 to 9 inches of snow through early Wednesday. So winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories, Texas and Oklahoma, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, places I mentioned, Ohio, Michigan, and New York. So New York could finally get its snow. Coming up, mailbag.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Thanks for all the emails. Let's dive right in. Jack says, Kate, wow. Now Pence, who's next with this document nonsense? I still think it's terrible about the president, and you pointed out the fact that even his lawyers were looking into the documents, specifically the one lawyer who told them about the documents. They had the conversation, but it was months ago, and you can't say you're transparent if you're not telling the American people what's going on. And when you have another president that everybody's gone after for documents, whether it looks good, bad, or indifferent, it doesn't matter. You have to say it. Well, I agree. That's exactly my philosophy, and that's the problem. And it's another dumb move in the playbook by a Democrat in this case who's in the White House. So you can't get on a soapbox and tell everyone, well, you know, we're not the people doing that. You people did this. We didn't do that. We're not doing that. And then, boom, it bites you. And I think that's just what happened there. So whatever the classified documents are, if you want to compare apples and oranges or say how many or, well, this is a different scenario, there were definitely some differences between what happened with Trump and what happened with Biden. Biden's the sitting president. And then having one place searched and then the other place searched, now talking about a third place being searched, hey, it's not even about optics. It's just flat out not good. Max doesn't care about documents. He cares about the doomsday clock, and that's because there's been a lot of conversation lately about the doomsday clock. And Max says, Kate, I saw something about this clock thing and the fact that it's been ticking for 70 plus years. They call it doomsday, but what ultimately does it mean, and is it close to what they're calling total annihilation? So the doomsday clock, you're right, has been operational for 76 years. It's supposed to gauge. It's kind of a big play as to how close we are to destroying the world. So Tuesday, the clock was set at 90 seconds until midnight, the closest to the hour it's ever been. And the bullet of atomic scientists created the clock in 1947. So midnight is the moment at which we would have made the Earth uninhabitable for humanity. From 2020 to 2022, the clock was set at 100 seconds to midnight. So, I mean, look, it's not designed, obviously, to definitively measure threats. You know, it's to spark conversations about topics. And of course, what do you think the main topic, a clock like that, called a doomsday clock, is going to measure? Climate change. So the decision to move the clock 10 seconds, which is why there's conversation about it, is because of Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the risk of nuclear escalation because of that. So that's why it was shifted. That specifically is the reason for that. So why it's come about is because of these the bullet of atomic science scientists. And the reason they found it was they were a group of scientists who worked on the Manhattan Project, which was the name for the development of the atomic bomb during World War II. Now you know. And so that's what it was about. And that's just kept going as to why, what we're setting the clock at. And that's the concern. And, you know, what's interesting is, here's the question. What if the clock reached midnight? I mean, what does that mean? That means there's been some sort of nuclear exchange or catastrophic event that wiped out humanity. So I wouldn't be on the air telling you, oh, guess what? It hit midnight. And who would physically be able to set the clock to midnight? So it's about conversation. And it probably was way back in 1947, although they thought the threats were probably, I bet, much more imminent. They were concerned about it. Let's move on to Philip. Kate, I haven't emailed in a while, but I've been thinking about you. I listen to the show quite often. I have kind of a schedule that's lopsided, so I actually hear you different times of the day, because there's other ways to, of course, listen to the show. I like to listen to it live, but when I can't, I listen to you in so-called Memorex, I guess I'll put it that way. So I've been listening to all the horrific things that people are doing to each other, and we know that, and you talk about the situation in California and how we shouldn't have lives shattered when you're going to dance clubs, and we shouldn't see that happen when you're in a supermarket, and it shouldn't happen when you're sending your kids off to school. It is just the reality that we live in. Nobody wants to be, I think, paranoid, but maybe that's not the word. I guess nobody wants to be cynical, and it's not worth spending your life being cynical, but I do think you have to pay more attention to your surroundings. That's just the way it is, and always look for those exits. In case the unthinkable happens, you might have a better chance to tear out of a place that you find yourself in. Good advice. We've had Philip, as you may know if you've listened to the show a lot in the past, and we'll have some more people on again talking about that very thing. Okay, so how do you just enjoy life, right, but just be sensible about surroundings when you're in big crowds? I mean, we saw what's happened in a couple incidents in parades and whatnot, and there's never 100% protection, period, right? But knowing the basics, like where do I go, you know, how do I get out of here? It's kind of like when I stay at a hotel, do you look at where the exits are, like what if there's a fire or whatever? Maybe that's because my stepdad taught me that. He was a longtime volunteer fireman. He always said, just tell me when you're high up on these floors and where are you looking, and, you know, pay attention to those kinds of things. So, yeah. And in any kind of a crowd situation, you should be able to breathe and relax, but you should also, I guess, know your surroundings. That's very, very sound advice, and we have heard that. All right, so how about this from Justin, who says, Kate, you know, I am looking at this crazy nonsense of George Santos, and it's it's just one big joke. I don't understand. As a lifelong Republican, I certainly wouldn't want a special election where the numbers get changed and a Democrat necessarily gets in, although that wouldn't change voting numbers, that one particular seat. But how can he represent on the Hill? And we can talk about other people that we think shouldn't have the jobs that they have, whether they're Democrats or Republicans. But he's just ridiculous. It's insane that he's going to have any kind of power and anyone's going to take anything he says seriously. There has to be some way to follow some sort of money trail to find something that he did that put him himself in the position to be elected where he can get dumped. I'll tell you what, if he was my representative, I'd want him dumped. You're absolutely right. It is unconscionable, really, to have him there. But there has to be something that they can. There has to be something where he broke campaign finance laws or something like that. Because there's no way you could just remove him. The voters voted him in. Period. There would have to be something like that that you could tie to Santos. You can talk about all the lies and the phoniness and the exaggerations and everything else, but it still comes down to that. I mean, that's, you know, period. That's it. That's the end of the story. That's what has to happen. And let's see if it does, because the jury's not out yet on that. And maybe there will be something that's uncovered. Mary has the last word on this show. She talks about the debt limit. What's the solution? What's going to happen here? There has to be some sort of an agreement. It's that simple. So any agreement to address the debt ceiling and avoid a first ever default by Washington has to ultimately come from the president, the House of Representatives speaker, which would be Kevin McCarthy. I mean, that's it. So, you know, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, who's been involved in a lot of debt ceiling negotiations in the past, predicted that no solution formulated by the Senate is likely to win approval from the House. And he says in this situation, the debt ceiling fix, if there is one, or how it's going to be dealt with, has to come out of the House. And the House Republicans want to get spending cuts from Biden in exchange for a deal on the debt ceiling. The White House is rejecting negotiations over spending cuts, saying Congress has an obligation to increase the borrowing limit and avoid a default. Ay, 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 ay. So could it be that we default for the first time, or do cooler heads prevail and somehow do they find some sort of compromise? Send me your thoughts anytime. Kate@katedelaney.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Democrats are dialing in on the issue of abortion as election season rolls forward. Nearly 2 years since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, there's a new initiative marking 51 years since the landmark court decision was made to legalize abortion. Democrats like Vice President Kamala Harris say Republicans are waging an offensive against women.
In America, freedom is not to be given. It is not to be bestowed. It is ours by right.
Republicans are debating the prospect of passing a federal ban on abortion. There are no reports of any serious damage early this morning following another earthquake in California. The magnitude 4.3 quake struck off the coast of Northern California last night. More than 100 people reported feeling it. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Such an avocado nut. It is such a pleasure to welcome to the show Patty Heenich. Well, her show is amazing. If you haven't seen her show, Patty's Mexican Table, it's been on PBS for, what, 7 years, 8th year on Amazon. You can catch it there. She's got a couple of great cookbooks out, two cookbooks, Patty's Mexican Table, The Secrets of Real Mexican Home Cooking, and Mexican Today, New and Rediscovered Recipes, which I love, for the contemporary kitchen. What's really cool is with the Super Bowl so close, you know how much we all love avocados, she's got a fresh take on game day spreads that'll help fill your home, and your friends will become big fans with the ultimate glow. Plus, there's another cool thing she's going to tell us about. Avocados from Mexico is partners with Pantone to create an official brand color. How cool is that? That emulates the tones that you see when you cut into a ripe avocado. So, Patty, this really is a thrill for me. I'm a big fan. Thanks so much for hanging with us.
No, thank you for having me on. And thank you for having my cookbooks and watching the show. That means so much. And if you watch my show and get my cookbooks, you know that avocados from Mexico are like part of the heart of everything we do in Mexico. Avocados go in on everything. It's not only guacamole, but it's on every possible antojo, as a salsa, in a soup, in a mousse, just everywhere. Avocados are inherently Mexican, but accessible and can go on to everything, you know, just like Mexicans. We're accessible, adaptable, so you can put ripe avocados on sandwiches, salads, pizzas, but you said you're an avocado nut, which I am too, and you're going to be so happy because Not only are avocados from Mexico coming out with an official Pantone color, as you say, there's this gorgeous glow when you open a ripe avocado. There's all these vibrant hues that this color emulates, and you can have it like on your walls. But not only that, Avocados from Mexico just came out with an avocado glow collection that has many things that you can have in your home, in your kitchen, that are gonna, you know, are gonna just give you that avocados make everything better feel, from oven meats to coasters to a tray to avocado bowls and wallpaper, which is kind of insane. I'm already putting some in spaces in my home. I'm so obsessed with it. But is that feeling, you know, of avocados from Mexico really make everything better on avocado toast, on salads, on sandwiches, whatever it is? But it's also like what it entails, the color, the life, the nurturing, the nutritious part of it. So from eating it to like having it around you, I think, you know, people just love avocado, and that makes me so happy because I love avocados too.
Yeah, so we are kindred spirits. Tell us about some of the amazing food for people listening to this that Patty has in front of us. Boy, you'd want to eat every single thing that she has. Tell us about it.
Yeah, of course. So, you know, everybody loves guacamoles, and I think that the big game is the main occasion or celebration during the year where people are preparing and serving not only avocados, but guacamoles, and you don't have to be stuck in that one way of making guacamole with tomatoes, jalapenos, onions, cilantro. There are so many ways. If you go to Mexico or start eating with a lot of Mexicans, you're invited into my home anytime, you're going to see that every region, every town has its own way of making guacamole. There's so many ways. So right here, I have three of my favorites. One right here in the middle is a tres chiles or three chile guacamole, because chiles love the company of other chiles. We need to start seeing chiles as ingredients with a lot of personality. It's not just adding heat. But in this guacamole, I'm combining a fresh jalapeño and a fresh serrano, which are grassy and bright and bold and fresh, with dried chile de árbol, which is smoky, has a different kind of heat, has a bigger kick, it's rustic. You combine them, and it's like combining, you know, different ingredients. It's like when you combine onion with garlic, with herbs, different chiles really bring different things to the guacamole. I top this with cherry tomatoes, and I eat it with plantain chips because the plantain chips have a little bit of the sweet. So again, you don't have to eat guacamole always with tortilla chips. Of course, tortilla chips are fabulous, but you can have different things to eat your guacamole. Then here on my right, I have a smoky guacamole, which is filling. It has a layer of like a grilled flavor because I roast or char garlic, onion, and jalapenos and chop that super fine, and I mix that paste into the mashed avocado, and it's just so delightful and filling. And I top that with queso fresco, but you could top that with cooked chorizo, with, you know, little pieces of crunchy bacon. You can really take it in many directions. And then here on my left, I have my newest guacamole recipe, which I'm so proud about. Sorry. It has fresh ginger. It has fresh chili, dried chili, lime juice, and a little bit of honey. And I mix that with the avocado base and then top that with pistachios. And I feel like pistachios also go with this beautiful avocado glow and green color. So you have three really different guacamoles, three different ways to eat them with different kinds of chips and crisps. And then I also have our take on the margarita, which has a super delicious creamy avocado in it with a spiced up rim. And there's so many more recipes that you can get if you go to avocadosfrommexico.com. This is just like a little taste.
Ooh, I love that. I want every single one of them. I am going to try At least two of those. I'll have to decide which I try, and eventually all three. So a few lucky people that are listening, a few lucky consumers are going to have the chance to win the line that we talked about, Avocado Glow, just in time for the Super Bowl viewing party. How can they do that?
Yes, and you know what? It is a limited edition. I already went into avocadosfrommexico.com to try to get one. The line will go fast. I mean, it is very exclusive. It is very beautiful, but you can try and get one for your home. So go to avocadosfrommexico.com and you can get the Avocado Glow collection. And if you go to Pantone, you can also get the color, the Avocados from Mexico official Pantone color on your walls, which I think is pretty amazing.
I do too. You're a delight, Patty Heenich. Thank you. What a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you for having me on. So lovely to connect.
She really is pretty famous. If you watch any kind of cooking shows, you would certainly know who she is. And it is interesting to hear her talk about avocados. I really, really like avocados, like I said. And I was thinking about this, and in fact, in my book, Invade the Man Cave, I talk about how it is such a thing in our culture, the Super Bowl, that even for people who aren't into the Super Bowl, they're invited to parties or they're watching commercials or whatever. And usually it's pizza and chips and guacamole, Mexican food, whatever it might be. In fact, it's really estimated, and again, I say this in my book, that 13.2 million pounds of avocado, about 26 million individual avocados are sold before the big game. Can you imagine that? And think about avocados, too, because the price of avocados shot up. It was tougher to get them at points, certainly during the pandemic. So 8 million pounds of guacamole, again, predicted to be consumed on Super Bowl Sunday. Very, very, very popular. So whether it's some kind of a spread, or some people even make salads with it, but definitely it's a dipping thing, or on the side with tacos and Mexican food, because some people will make that. So the staggering amounts, it's just a necessity. It's just one of those things that gets thrown in when somebody's deciding to, even if it's just the fam, even if it's just the fam and a few people, whatever. It's usually there. And if I wasn't covering the Super Bowl, because so many years I covered the Super Bowl, but which, by the way, covering the Super Bowl, there's guacamole always in all of the rooms for the reporters, for anybody who was covering the Super Bowl. There's all kinds of that sort of food. But if I was at a Super Bowl party, I cannot recall ever being at one where there wasn't, you know, where there wasn't some kind of guacamole. There would usually be wings and pizza and like all that kind of food. And it didn't matter if I was at a really huge party or just kind of a low-key handful of people party. There was avocados of some form that were there. So no doubt it's for sure a staple and part of what we do when it comes to the Super Bowl. It's just one of those things, just like the dips, etc. Hey, coming up we have Nail the Score, speaking of the Super Bowl, because the road to the Super Bowl, it happens on Sunday, the NFC and the AFC championship game. Eagles and the 49ers, that's the first one, kicks 3 o'clock Eastern at the Link in Philly. The Eagles are only favored by 2.5 points. The over-under on that, 46. The Chiefs and the Bengals, this will be an interesting one. Chiefs, 1.5 is what they're getting. Bengals and the Chiefs, 46.5 points is the over-under on that one. And Joe Burrow and the Bengals have been sort of the kryptonite for Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs. But I'm going to tell you next why I think the Chiefs and the Eagles are going to win. And I want to know what you think, because we're nailing the score. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. See you in a few.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
All right, this is it. AFC and NFC championship games. Big, big weekend, needless to say. 49ers and the Eagles are up first. And that's the NFC game, 3 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock. It's the Bengals and the Chiefs. What do you think happens in this one? Is it going to be San Francisco? Is it going to be Philly? Is it going to be Cincinnati? Or is it going to be KC going on to the Super Bowl? Cannot believe that we are here. I cannot believe it. I know I feel like I say this all the time, and I'm like a dang broken record. I want to say something first, though. The Dallas Cowboys, what an opportunity they missed. But good for the 49ers. They beat the Cowboys to move on to that NFC championship shot against the Eagles, 19-12. And how many people were watching that game? I was just looking at the ratings. Fox had 45.7 million viewers watching that game on Sunday night. It was the most watched game of the weekend, the second largest audience ever since they've been doing ratings for a divisional round playoff game. Because of the history between those two teams, it turned out to be a close game, right? And it is incredible that that many people were watching. So it could have been a very big moment for Dak Prescott, but we've talked about that game and some of the missed opportunities there. The Cowboys will have to figure out what they're going to do next. And so far, it seems like they're sticking with everybody that they've got for the most part, although I think they're going to lose a couple of really good coaches. But now we're focused on the 49ers and the Eagles and the Bengals and the Chiefs, like I said. So let's go out to Pete in Texas. He gets the first crack at this. Hey, Pete.
Did you hear that loud sucking sound after that football game?
You know, honestly, I just can't believe it. I felt so badly for so many people that I know have been lifelong Cowboy fans, and it really was the opportunity for Dak Prescott to redeem himself, his moment, oh, yeah. His legacy, and he didn't get just one chance at it, Pete. He got several chances at it.
Yeah, that offensive coordinator or play caller, whatever you want to call him, he was asleep at the wheel.
Yeah.
The whole game.
Yeah, the whole game. I agree. Awful.
Oh, my God.
Anyway. I know.
Okay,
they're not there.
24-20 Eagles.
Okay.
And 27-24 Bengals.
27-24 Bengals. Oh, two close games. I agree that they're going to be close. Good luck, Pete.
Thank you.
All right, nice. Always count on Peter out of the bunker and talking to us. We go to the opposite side of the country. Sharon is there in Maine where they have gotten a lot of snow. Sharon, we would be remiss not to ask you that. How much snow have you gotten?
We got about 12 inches.
So when you get 12 inches of snow, you don't go anywhere, right? You're just hunkered down.
I didn't go anywhere yesterday.
Good for you.
Or on Monday. I stayed put on Monday.
We're
supposed to get more tonight and tomorrow.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. It's pretty. And if you don't have to go anywhere, it's okay. But if you have to shovel, it's nasty.
Well, the only thing I have to do is clean off my car because the complex where I live, they plow the roads.
Good. All right, so you don't have to worry about you there. So what about the Eagles or San Francisco? What do you think?
Eagles.
Eagles. Okay.
Oh, golly. I'm going to go mediocre,
31-24, and then in the next game, the Bengals and the Chiefs.
Chiefs.
Okay, and what's the score?
I'm going to go 34-27.
34-27. I like it. High scoring game. All right, Sharon, good luck.
Thank you.
Nice. Thank you for calling. You and Pete. And then I know there's always a lot of people that tell me they're doing something. They wish they could call in, but they're on the slide emailing us. So you can email us at kate@katedelaneyradio.com. kate@katedelaneyradio.com. And again, you could sneak in a call, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or once again, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Jeremy Paulson, our technical maestro for the show. Jeremy, what do you think is going to happen?
I'm going to go with the upset 49ers over the Eagles.
Okay.
I want to say
27-24. Yep, no, not for the 49ers. You got it.
Okay. And then it's hard to go against the Chiefs. Yeah, I'll go with Chiefs over the Bengals.
Okay.
But the same score.
27-24. Let's see. Did anyone else take that? No, they didn't. Okay, so you own it. There you go. All right, I had a funny thing happen to me. I was at the Hard Rock Casino in Tampa. It's there in Tampa. And I happened to meet this guy, started talking to me, and he had, and I think the reason we started talking is because he had on, check this out, he had on an Eagles cap and an Eagles shirt, but he had a really nice Chiefs coat on, and the Eagles hat had some sort of signature on it. So I said to him, we were just kind of having a little conversation, I said to him, hey, how come you have that, you know, are you an Eagles fan? Are you a KC fan? And he said, no. He goes, you know, it's what's interesting. He said, my nephews are play for both of the teams. And I said, well, who are you? And I knew right away it had to be Kelsey brothers. And he said, the Kelseys. And I said, Jason and Travis are your nephews? Yeah. And we had this great conversation about their roads into the league and him watching them grow up and what happened to them and the draft and how Jason, when he was drafted, you know, what people were saying is he's the center for the Eagles and that the draft class and all these people drafted in front of him, none of them are playing. There's only one other center playing who was drafted the same time as him. And then talked about, you know, Travis, and just seeing that made me think, oh, that solidifies my pick, which my pick anyway was the Eagles. You know, the Eagles haven't been there since 2017 when they won everything with Nick Foles, who had stepped in for Carson Wentz, and that was the first time they won the Super Bowl. But I think it's going to be the Eagles, and I think the final score in that one is going to be 30 to 24 Eagles. So it's like Sharon said, 31 to 24. So we're kind of on the same page with that. I think there's going to be a flurry of scoring in the second half of that game. And then I'm going to go with the Chiefs. You know, boy, the Bengals have had the Chiefs number, and then you could talk about the high ankle sprain of Pat Mahomes, but I think the Chiefs want this, will win this. Not that Cincinnati doesn't either, but and I think it's going to be highly competitive. I think both defenses are going to show up. But having said that, I think the final score is going to be, for the Chiefs, it's going to be 28-24. So we have really surrounded this thing with the numbers here, and everybody is in agreement with the Chiefs, except for Pete, who said the Bengals, and the Bengals certainly have a great shot at it. You know, they keep using this word kryptonite, and it's a good word to use, that the Bengals have been the kryptonite to Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs, but that's also part of the reason why I think he's going to break that spell, that they're going to break that. Hope it's going to be a fun weekend of watching football, I'll tell you that. The Bengals trying to reach their second consecutive Super Bowl, having lost to the Rams last year after stunning the Chiefs at Arrowhead in the AFC Championship game. The Chiefs' last appearance, the big game, when they lost to Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. If you remember, the Eagles stunned Tom Brady and the Patriots when they won the Super Bowl. So you have to wind back the clock 5 years for that one. Should be a fun weekend. Good luck to everybody. I hope someone nails the score.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter @KateSDelaney. Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.